welcome back to the Wild Thoughts Pod. We're super excited about today's topic. It's more go with the flow and inspirational, but today we're going to be talking about why it's never going to be the right time. But of course, as we started last week doing one good thing that happened to us, I got a chance to speak to my counselor about how my week was going because I started a new job, and I feel like she made me realize a lot of things and like validating my feelings and that I shouldn't like push them out because they're valid and it's okay to feel the way that I feel. So yeah, that was really nice. I felt really like comforted after.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
For me, I think I was into blogging again this week, and you know me and my creative outlets.
Yeah.
But this topic was like super fun. I think I'm probably gonna publish it next week so I can say it. But it was about like spring 2023 fashion, and I was doing like, you know how fashion majors like do forecasting with the runway? Like I was looking at images of runways from the spring shows. I was looking at Vogue and Who What Where and looking at blogs like that for inspiration. I was like, this is so fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
And it was just like, it was like a highlight. I was like so into it. I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah, I love that you just did something that felt fun and creative to do without feeling like, oh, I have to, but it just like it sparked.
Exactly.
I love that. Oh wait, that side TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that like a recent Selena and
Haley? Yes.
Sorry, I had to like, not to be that person that always into this,
my
but
God.
I was literally liking all the Selena
like. No, 100%. Like it's kind of creepy.
I didn't even know there was drama again, but I guess it like
Same. I didn't know. I feel like people also read too much into things, 100%. But like they're commenting on each other's like videos and stuff and like defending themselves. And
exactly.
I'm like,
exactly. And then Selena was like defending Taylor Swift because of like, but that video was so old, but she recently commented because I guess it resurfaced. So I'm so confused. But also I watched a video and I feel like she was very right in the way that she said this. She was like, if there's too many coincidences, it's not a coincidence.
Who said that, Selena?
No. Like a creator that was commenting.
Oh,
on
yes,
this.
Yes.
So I feel like even though it's like rumors or like this, but I feel like when it adds up and it's like, you know how like the whole thing's also, there was like a video of Haley kind of shading Selena after those vacation pics
came
out.
Exactly, yeah. That's
but
what I was talking
like,
about.
No, it wasn't. And that, like, it wasn't directed towards anyone. But if it's, like, too many little
But then
things,
that happened. Then the eyebrow thing.
Like girl,
no, I get it.
And she put, like, didn't Kylie put, like,
she posted a story.
Yeah, she put, like, what wasn't by accident, ? And then she put Haley and hers. Like, something weird referring to accident.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Which is what Selena said. She was like, oh, I accidentally.
Yikes.
So
but
like,
you know what? Now Selena is the most followed person on Instagram again, as she should. She's reigning. And now she's taking a social media break because she's like,
I feel so bad.
You bitches.
Yeah,
like, come
on. Her, honestly. Okay. I feel like a kid because I keep talking about this, but anyways.
It's just so interesting the way that people are comparing it. Like,
I know. I was like, whoa, I didn't know this was going on, but I had to mention
it. Yeah. Okay, so let's get back into the topic. So we're first going to start with, why do people try to wait for the right time? So I feel like this is kind of self-explanatory, but it's a good way to just introduce the topic. So 100%, you might be scared of the risks. If you're scared of the failure and you're so focused on the failure that you're not even realizing the opportunities that you can get to succeed, that's going to really limit you and you won't want to do it right now because you're just so focused on that. When you're focused so much on the failure, you might be asking yourself like, what if I fail? But if you fail, you're going to learn from it, you're going to grow from it, and it's going to help you get to the next step of those opportunities.
Exactly.
Or like another question people ask themselves, like, what if I look stupid doing it? And in that case, it's kind of like, well, are you using that as an excuse or are you actually focused on the fear of judgment? Because then that's another thing that you have to get over first, and then you can start to look at what you're actually looking to do and your goal, right?
Exactly. I feel like also, well, it has to do with everything like risk and fear, but it's like if you take the typical path, like you do your job or and whatever you want to go for is kind of outside of the norm, it's just scary because like the comparison is so stable, like whatever you're doing in your daily is so stable and you kind of know the outcome. But when you're doing something like out of your comfort zone and riskier, it's like you don't really know exactly what's gonna happen, or it's more vague, so it can feel scarier.
So all the negative thoughts come like arise rather than what the positive outcome could be.
Exactly.
You might have insecurities or have self-doubt, so obviously you won't want to do something if you're not secure in yourself. You might feel like you don't know enough or you don't have the right resources is to do it or the right experience. But again, that's more of an excuse rather than actually stopping you from doing it, because you can learn those things and just better yourself that way.
Exactly. And there are ways to like get more resources where you don't necessarily have to like spend more money, but like knowledge and information and other things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you might also feel like you have an age limit to whatever you want to do. So most common, we see that people that are older are kind of like, oh, I should have done this when I was younger. Now it's too late for me. But it could also happen if you're too young and you feel like, oh, I don't have the experience. Like, I can't do this. No one's going to believe in me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes both ways. But like we've seen with a lot of successful people that a lot of the times they only reach their success later in their life. So like 40s and up, right?
Yeah. And there's so many examples of exactly. Like, I don't know, even if you look in like acting, like older actors and actresses. And I was going to give an example of the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. Like the main actor in that movie, he had gotten his first acting role and he was like a teenager.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get anything for like 38 years. But now he's winning like big awards.
Exactly. Like it's never too late.
It's never too late.
Yeah. You might be fearful of being an outlier or an outcast. So kind of what you were saying before, if it's out of the norm, you kind of don't want to do it because you're like, this is the structure that I have. And if I stray too far away, like people are not going to believe in me and I won't be able to do it. There was a quote from Thomas Oppong. I don't know if I said that right. So sorry. But outliers are those who seize opportunities and run with them. People who realize how little time they have and are driven to make the absolute most of it. Those are the only ones who really live.
Mm, that's the thing. It's like there's no written guide for those types of situations because it, like you said, maybe it's outside of the norm. And obviously, even in your day-to-day, things can happen that are unplanned, but you have more of a like step-by-step, okay, this is where I'm supposed to go.
And then lastly, I found this quote from Simplified Psychology, and I thought it was really, really, like it just nailed this topic on the head. So as humans, we love certainty and we love comfort. This combo means we often wait for the right time to do things. So if we don't know what's going to happen and it's out of our comfort zone, we're just... most of the time, we're not going to do it.
Exactly.
We might dream of it. We might be like, oh, I always wanted to do this. I would love to do this, blah, blah, blah. But because we don't know what's actually going to happen, again, it goes back to the idea that our negative thoughts come in and we're just focused on failing. Exactly. And we're focused on it not happening because of X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah. It's like the unknown is so scary to us. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just got to face those unknown, and beautiful things can happen. And even if they don't, I feel like you learn so much from it, because even in your normal or like day-to-day life, if you go towards a route that's maybe more structured or like stable, even then things can happen that are not planned and just out of the ordinary. Also, you never know what's going to happen next, even if you're going down that like typical route or whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
Now we're going to talk about reasons why the right time doesn't actually exist. So this kind of goes back to the idea of like taking risk and kind of using time as an excuse because of our fears. There is no right time in life because you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what obstacle is going to come. And if you keep waiting for that perfect time, other things are going to come up.
Yeah.
And then that won't be the perfect time. But then you'll have another millions of excuses. So it'll just be this loop and cycle that you'll never really get out of, because like we said, the perfect time, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You're going to be going through struggles at one point or another. They're just going to be different. So you have to make it the best time for yourself by using resources, by using your knowledge, by putting yourself out there and setting yourself up for as much success as you can. But it's okay if you don't always succeed on everything. Those are learning opportunities that will help you grow. So that's kind of the idea, is that there is no point, because you're kind of going to wait your whole life if you do that. There's a quote from Omar Itani, who's a blogger and who's super inspirational. We'll link it down below. They say, once we become more intentional about who we wish to be and what we wish to do with our time here on earth, we begin to appreciate the time that's currently being gifted to us. Wow, that was beautiful.
It's really nice, said. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of like gives you the idea of why there will never be really a perfect time, and you're waiting for the ideal time. But like we said, there are always things that are going to pop up, and you kind of just have to take that step, make the best out of the moment that you have now. Obviously, if you're like, going through like this really difficult time and you just need like a little bit of a pause to heal from something or something traumatic happened, like that's understandable. Maybe don't go start like your new venture then, but I mean just in normal circumstances, I guess.
I think it's like more presenting the idea that if you're not doing what you love, you're not actually living your life, right? Exactly, yeah. So if you're stuck in your way because you're like, oh, this is comfortable, this is stable, you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not actually living your life the way you want to be living it, right?
Exactly.
So that's kind of what he was trying to say.
Yeah. And my brother said this quote that everybody knows, you want to work to live, not live to work.
Yeah.
So go for your passions, take those risks, and you're never stuck in anything. So if you feel like, I don't know, you made the wrong decision, you can always take a step back.
Exactly.
So it's never too late. And again, a quote that I also really liked by Napoleon Hill, who's an American author, and he writes a lot of self-help books. And one of his most popular ones is Think and Grow Rich.
I wanted to read that,
actually. Yeah, it's super, like, well-known. Yeah. So they said, do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. You'll never have the perfect tools in the moment, but once you start, you'll get better tools, you'll get better resources, more connections. Yeah. The journey always gets better as you go through it. It will never be the best at its best once you start. Mm. You know what I mean? That's just like normal and natural. So
yeah, there's like never any real blockers that are going to stop you from doing it. It's yourself that's blocking it.
Exactly. You're making kind of these ideas and you're kind of creating assumptions because you're scared so that you can stay in your comfort zone. So your life is really dependent on what you do with it. So if you're unhappy about something but you're too scared to do anything about it, then you'll kind of just be living in that unhappiness and what if state forever. So take that leap of faith. We believe in you. Yes. You got this.
Okay, so now here we're going to get into kind of steps that you can take if you're still kind of hesitant and don't really think you're ready for that leap of faith. So the first one is to start small, because the biggest obstacle is starting. The biggest obstacle is also having the intention to do it.
Exactly.
And I think already when you have that intention, that's your first step. You're like, okay, you can get ready. You just have to believe it in yourself, right?
Exactly.
So you can make a plan. It doesn't have to be anything drastic, like quitting your job and you're just starting. Like, please don't do that.
Yeah, have good judgment.
Exactly. Like, make a plan. You can write down goals that you have and kind of see if you have the resources right now that you could quit your job, then maybe that's ideal for you. But most people don't.
When taking risks, obviously you're going outside of your comfort zone, but you don't have to do something that's like 10 steps ahead right away, but like still be comfortable with the risk you're taking. So if you're not ready for like a huge change, like I said, like don't quit your job and just like, okay, start your business. Yeah. I have no like income coming in. Be mindful about what your situation is and take like the appropriate steps.
Okay. And I think also like in order to do this first step, you have to believe in yourself and believe that you're actually going to achieve it. Mm-hmm. You can't just like, I feel like the intention has to be there, like I said.
I agree. Like, have the faith that you could do this.
Yeah.
Like, kind of have that confidence, like, okay, you're taking the step, you're going towards whatever it is that you want to do or take a risk at.
Like Afi said, doesn't mean you're going to start right away. It's kind of just making that plan to be like, eventually I'm going to do this and this is what I want to do, blah, blah, blah. Like, just kind of having that thought process.
Exactly. Just like starting it. The next step that you could take that could really help you in this is creating basically a timeline. So kind of steps that will lead you closer to your goal. So for example, they should be kind of concrete, not like, oh, someday I'm gonna have a new business so I can do this. You have to be like, create an actual timeline with dates, like in 1 year from now, I will have a new computer so I can make better content, you know, just goals that will help you take that step where you don't have to think about it each time. You have already thought about it. You have them written down. So now it's just about taking those steps.
Yeah.
So
the work, building an action plan.
Exactly. Yeah. Build that action plan. So it just allows you to like take these steps in an easier manner. So you're not so discouraged every time you're trying to do something.
So what we just discussed are more like broader things that you can do. But now the next step was to focus on short-term goals. So create like a list of things that you want to accomplish. Let's say if you want to do every month, like 3 things you want to accomplish, that's going to bring you to that end goal. And then, like we were saying before, stop focusing on the what if and start focusing on what can I do to achieve this.
And the next step would be take these steps for your dream or whatever opportunity you want to take every day. It's really important to kind of actively work on these dreams and ideally spend time on it daily so that you kind of stay focused on making it come true. Because if you like do it once every like month, then you forget, it dwindles down, things around your life take over. But if you kind of actively do it, you're always refocused on what your end goal is and you know that you're working towards something. So just take like maybe 30 minutes, even 20 minutes a day to like brainstorm, come up with ideas, think about what you want. You want to create a vision board about it, go ahead, just to really like keep that goal and why you're doing it in your mind. So basically also the idea behind this is like take away the perfection. It doesn't need to be perfect, but be persistent and even have that like consistency. That means that even if you miss the mark one day, you get right back into it the next day. And it is persistence that is going to take you where you want to go and beyond. So really be like determined and
have that faith.
Have that faith in yourself and you're going to go places and get to where you want to go.
Yeah, 100%. The next is to be prepared for certain obstacles. So like we said, there's nothing perfect about this. It's always a learning curve. It's always growth. So kind of be prepared to face certain things that might push you back. Mm-hmm. And you might be unwilling sometimes to push forward, but you have to think of the end goal there and you have to believe in yourself to get through it. Exactly. So you can also like try to predict certain obstacles that might come up. So if you're already starting with not a lot of money, it's going to be harder for you to get certain things. Like Afi was saying, if you need a better computer to like do it, give yourself that 1 year to kind of build up that fund.
Exactly.
And it's basically just changing your mindset to not always automatically go to the negative. We say this in like every episode. You have to train your mind to think positively. And even if something goes wrong, get yourself out of it and think of like the other side of it and think of what the opportunity that could come out of it is.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like you just have to have that mindset of like, okay, if a problem arises, how can I solve it and just keep moving forward instead of like, okay, it's done.
Exactly.
This came up.
And be like, I'm out of here. You can't
just
do that.
Just be prepared that like sometimes things are going to go wrong and it's not always going to go as planned.
Yeah. And it's again, the idea of that you have to be comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So in order to grow, you always have to be pushing past your limits and pushing past what you believe is safe, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And next, you want to keep track of your progress. So I feel like we always kind of mention this, but having kind of like that visual of how you're doing, how much have you accomplished, what is your advancement, is really motivating and really allows you to see like concretely, okay, like how close am I to getting what I want achieved? And how well are these risks working? Do I need to change something in my strategy? Yeah. Do I need to be more consistent? Do I just need to have better resources? So it really just allows you to see if it's working out.
Yeah.
And if it's not, how can you make it so that it does?
I think a lot of people forget this step because it's kind of like, oh, I'm already doing the work, so I'm just going to see what happens.
Exactly.
Like, you can't really do that because the work also requires you to see what's going wrong, what you should improve, blah, blah, blah. Exactly. So
it's like feedback too, that you're giving yourself.
It's the same thing like at work. Like, you always need to like pivot your strategy. So
Yeah, exactly. And lastly, there are many other things you can do. Like, you can, you know, try and visualize your success, what it would look like at the end of it. And remember the benefits of why you're doing what you're doing. And another way is to tell people around you about it, because it's always related to like that accountability and people keeping you accountable. And it's kind of confirms like, okay, I'm going for this. And everyone knows. So you feel more like responsible about what you're doing. And then the last one, which I thought was super interesting and super important, is getting inspired by others. So I feel like always try to learn about what you're doing, like read books, articles, and also try to join like clubs or organizations with people that are like-minded and that have done what you want to accomplish. Because even though your path is not going to be the same as everyone else, it kind of gives you that faith too that like you could do it. And also it allows you to see like, okay, what steps did they take to accomplish and like what obstacles. So it's just kind of like that advice and that it puts you in that like reality, like, okay, I can actually do what I want to do. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that's important to remind you that like you're not the only one either. Other people have also dreams like you and want to take those leaps, and you could be successful if you really put your mind to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfectly said. Now, we just wanted to mention some like personal stories that we felt like we didn't wait for the right time, and we kind of just took the opportunity and pushed ourselves past our limits. Yeah, exactly. So do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. Okay. So for me, I feel like I talk about this a lot on the podcast, but my like content creation journey, I'm putting it as content creation because it's kind of like everything mangled together. But I think I'm going to focus more on the YouTube aspect because when I was younger, I had started a YouTube channel for singing.
I think I remember. Yeah.
So I do not do that anymore. You're never going to find those videos. But that's just to say, like, I started my YouTube channel because I was just like, you know, I like this creativity and like, I don't care who's going to see it, blah, blah, blah. I did get like backlash for it at school. There were some people that just, they were like making fun of me. But like, I feel like I'm very confident in myself. So I was kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, like,
high schoolers are so mean.
Yeah, but I mean, it comes with the age, I feel. Yeah. Not that it should, but we're not promoting bullying,
no bullying.
Yeah, but I think I started to pivot, and I feel like I really took it seriously in 2015 when we left high school, because I was kind of like, this is my fresh start. Yeah. Like, I'm going to college. I don't care about these high schoolers. Like, I don't care about any of these people. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to see what comes out of it. Not to say like right now I'm super successful, but it's kind of like I had fun doing it. You know what I mean?
And you also define success on your own terms. Exactly. You know, like you are successful because like you've continued to do it for years. Your brand has grown. You're doing amazing things. So I don't know. To me, I feel like you are successful.
Yeah. But
I
understand. Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But yeah, it's just to say like I actually took the leap in faith in myself, and like I learned a lot of skills that have helped me get to where I am today. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it put me on the path to like right now, I feel like I'm in my dream job at the moment, like with where I am in life. Yeah. I feel like this is a really good job and I'm like loving it. Yeah. And I feel like if I didn't have that YouTube background and that social media background and like kind of learning about marketing by myself, I wouldn't be in this position. Exactly. You know what I mean?
You made your own experiences, like,
exactly.
And they allowed you to like begin your career and just like advance you even more.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I see the success in it, because even though I don't have millions of followers, which I wish I did, that'd be so fun. But
so it's also not an overnight process.
100%.
Like,
yeah.
It takes time and progress. And even if like the improvement is smaller, that doesn't mean it's not there.
Like, yeah, you know? Exactly. But again, I didn't dwell on like, oh my god, I only have like x amount of subscribers, x amount of followers.
Exactly.
I'm more so looking at like, this actually helped me find a great job. Okay. And I'm still doing these things, and I'm still using them as like passion projects and kind of like just things to keep me occupied.
Yeah.
And like hobbies and stuff like that, and I'm actually like enjoying my life because of it, because I'm doing what I like to do.
Exactly. And what matters is like, is it inspiring for you?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the content that you're putting out there? And is one other person enjoying what you're putting? Can they relate?
Exactly.
Are you helping one person? Like, I feel like that's like big, and I think we forget about those things because with like numbers and social media, you know. And now in a way, I feel like before, like back in the day, people create like did YouTube just to do it, and like if they went like viral,
exactly,
whatever, it happened. But now we know
it's focused.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like TikTok,
how to get viral. Yeah.
So it's hard to like always have that genuine like intent, because we kind of want to have that visibility, you know. So, but 100%. No, proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, mine is not really as cool or like ongoing as Kathy, but
I think it's really cool. Even though it's not ongoing, I think like that's really fun.
It's just a one-time thing. But I don't know, maybe some of you know, but Mindy Kaling was having open casting calls. Yeah, queen, often problematic queen sometimes, but queen. Casting calls for her show Never Have I Ever, that is already out on Netflix. I was like, oh my god, okay, cool, open casting call, anyone can audition, you don't have to have a background in acting. So acting and like singing always like intrigued me. I don't have any like acting experience, but I just like public speaking and all of that stuff.
I beg to differ.
Wait, what? Like the play?
Our school play, she was the lead.
Ew, that was so crazy. cringe, Kyle. I can't believe I did that.
So fun.
Oh my god.
We were forced to.
I know. So I tried to get out of it.
No.
They like were like, no. It was so good. I'm like, oh my god. Anyway, so I actually had Leanna record it for me and do the lines, because like, okay, I need someone to like record this. Who out of my friend group can I steal? And that was so sweet of Leanna. I'm so sorry I did that to you. And I was like, okay, Leanna, I need you to stay, because I had to kind of make like an acting CV with it, but I didn't know what to put, like, so I'm like, Leanna, I need you to stay until I actually apply, because I'm like,
yeah.
So she stayed with me, poor girl. We did the audition, and you kind of get like the script and everything once you apply. And it was really, really fun. I didn't get it, but it's okay.
Obviously.
Yeah,
but
obviously. But my whole point was that I was like in finals and all of that, but I wanted it so bad and was like, oh my god, this is like such a great opportunity. So yeah. I kind of just like did it, and I'm pretty sure I had a test and I didn't study for it because of this. So I don't know if
sometimes you gotta live your dreams.
Yeah, you just gotta go for them. And like, look, even though I didn't get it, I don't really regret it, because I enjoyed it. And like, I don't know if I have the video somewhere, but like, it's fun to like put yourself out there and try. Like, at least I know, like, okay, I'm trying. Okay, one other example maybe, because I feel like it's better, but like singing has always
I was just going to say, yeah, I think the singing example
is better, but like singing has always been like my number one passion. I can't explain, but ever since I was like young, I would write songs. I did like
Nesta look at Idol. Us just two singers.
Let's start a girl band. Now we're like, we could do that.
Wow, thoughts group.
Wow, that's karaoke. So that always was my passion, but like as you grow up, like you said, like high school's tough. I was insecure. My voice, I feel like, doesn't sound like other people. And you know when you don't know if you're good at something or not, but like you just enjoy doing it. So I wasn't sure. And then like singing classes are expensive in high school. I can't afford that. I'm not working. So now I decided to kind of commit myself to voice lessons because I can afford it. So I feel like how it ties into right time, like I have other things going on too, like I'm working and I could be like, oh no, I don't want to do that, you know, or like I don't want to spend money, but I'm committing to it. And even though sometimes I don't feel like practicing or doing that, I just know that like it's my passion. I really enjoy it. So I feel like you just have to take little steps, and even though it's not huge, I'm still putting myself out there even though I have other things going on, and I could use that time to just like rest if I wanted to, you know. So it's just like the little things too. Like I feel like this one isn't super obvious, like okay, I'm just taking lessons, it's not like a big risk, but it's just like little steps towards maybe something bigger one day. I don't know.
100%.
That's like to see.
No, but 100%. And I was gonna say the same thing, because it could be like little things, even if you're just scared to apply for a job, and just taking that moment to apply to like 20 different things, even if you think you're not qualified for it, just like actually taking that step. It could be something as simple as that.
Yeah.
It could be making a whole business plan and trying to do that. Like there's two extremes, but it just depends on kind of your level of comfort, like we were saying, and also your level of where you want to be in life and what success means to you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, speaking about the jobs, I did randomly apply to jobs in New York. In like internships, just for like the fun of it.
So imagine,
I know,
I would follow you.
Oh my god, I would come. Those are like little steps, like Kathy said. Even like the job application.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
This was super inspirational. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We're gonna leave, I think, some of the quotes that we had. We're gonna link some of the people, because I really want you guys to see that Omari blog.
Yeah.
That is that his name? Yeah. Omar, not Omari.
Omari.
Omarion. Yeah, so we'll have those links down below. We'll also link that book that we were speaking about and any other resources, because I have been seeing that we've been doing a lot of inspirational podcasts, and I hope you guys are enjoying it, because I feel like ready to take on the world.
Yeah, once you know? I do this, forget after 20 minutes, but like in the no. I actually love it, and I love this topic. I feel like it's different too, and it's like you can't give concrete steps, but you can give like general advice and like just that I love motivational talks. We're like a TED talk.
I love that for us.
I love it.
Anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you did, let us know by liking this video, subscribing to our YouTube channel, leaving a comment, following us on all podcast platforms, and following us individually. Everything is linked down below as usual, and that's about it. So we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
See ya.